Surrounded by witches. That's what it looks like now. They don't have any power, so they want to go to the dark side to get some power. And they think they can be slick, but, you know, they're not slick. They have to reveal what they are. They might hide it for a season, but they have to reveal what they are. One way you can catch them is they use this thing called, what is it? They use this thing called a dream catcher, a bunch of feathers. The word feather goes back to pen, and it goes back to petition, and it goes back to prayer, and it goes back to the prayers of the saints, right? So you remember in the Bible that Daniel was praying, but he was hindered by the demons, right? There's spiritual warfare when he was praying. And so they were intercepting his prayer. But as soon as he started praying, the prayer was on the way, the answer was on the way, right? And so what's happening is they think Mother Earth is giving them some kind of answer through these dream catchers and stuff like that they set up. But actually what's happening is a demon is talking to them. It's not that they're catching a message. They're actually demon possessed. And so the demons are fractally connected to the devil, right? It's a fractal hologram. And so the demons, they're all connected in the spirit, like, you know. Let's say you're praying about something, or you have a desire or goal or something with your thoughts or whatever. So it's going up to heaven, you know. Well, the demonic realm's trying to intercept it. And so what's going to happen is when you have a desire, goal, or something, it's going up to, as a prayer, and the demonic realm's trying to stop it. So what happens is these covens and these cults, the devil will send a demon message through one of these witches, and then they try to hinder everything that you do. And you might say, well, they're reading my thoughts. Well, the devil's been, he really can't read your mind. He just has to use demons, and he's been around so long that he already knows what you're thinking because of your body language or your behavior or your actions or your responses. There's nothing new, you know, so he already knows what you're thinking. Not because he can read your mind per se, but just because the words out of your mouth to his. So these demon possessed people that you're rubbing shoulders with, they have the demon, and the demons are always communicating, right? They think it's the Queen of Heaven talking to them, because the demon will come to them like a female voice, you know. The demon will sound so nice with a female voice. But if you think about it, they're under torment. If they don't go along with that demon that's in them, they get tormented. So to avoid the torment, they go along with it. But they go into drinking and drugging and all that stuff, and they actually become more crazy over time. And it's so obvious what's happening, it's not even funny. When you put all the puzzle pieces together, pretty much demon possession, but they think it's the Queen of Heaven. They think they're getting some kind of dream. They're catching some kind of dream. I guess they call it a dream catcher because they say live in the dream. They're living the dream. They're drugged out of their minds and calling it a dream. They're sorcerers and witches drugged out of the mind, but it's called a dream to them. It's a dream. They're living the dream. And they usually have four or five men they're chasing at one time. Because that's what the devil's trying to do, destroy mankind. And then they attack the Christian women. So what happens is the Christian men, they use their duplicity to trap the man, right? They use their female side to trap the man, and then they use that demonic side, that demon side, to try to. They use the female side to pull the man in, and then they use the demonic side to keep him trapped, you know. Because every time he tries to escape, the demon's telling her, do this, do this. And notice the narcissist will go, you say, when you finally see through the narcissist, they go away for a week, come back, 2 weeks, come back. They keep playing the same game. They are, how do they know what you're thinking before you do it, right? So you're escaping a narcissist Jezebel, right? So how do they know to come back at a certain time? You go away, you kick them out, or you get rid of them or whatever for 30 days. And you start to do real good, and you say, man, I don't even think about this person anymore. And as soon as you think that, they pull up in front of your house or something. Or they call you on the phone, or you get a text. That's why they say go no contact, because that's the only way you're going to win. Because it's a demon in them. It's a demon. If you got family members that are witches and demonic, go no contact. See, the demon wants to connect with a saint. Why? Because you have the light. You have God. The demons were cast out, and they're trying to do everything they can to get back to God. They want the truth. They want love. So a lot of these witches, they see a pure heart, and they say, I want that love. I want to experience that love. But they don't know what love is. They claim love, 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 but they have no truth. Truth and love are marriage. You can't have love without truth. And they say, my truth, it's my truth. As they get older, they lose their power, right? So they have to keep going deeper and deeper into the dark side. They get older and they lose their good looks, so they have to keep going deeper into the dark. Nothing new, people. Nothing new. This is why it's dangerous. If a woman's married and she rubs shoulders with these girlfriends at work or whatever she wants to call them, or so they're not really friends, but there's dangerous when they said, let's go out to the bar. Why? Let's do this. They're trying to pull her away from her protection. And see, they're trying to turn her into a witch. They're trying to turn her into one. If she's really safe, she can't be demon possessed, but she can be destroyed with that fake friendship, you know. She loses the covering of her husband, she loses her peace, she loses her home, her marriage, and then they'll try to hook her up with an anti to destroy. So not only is it an attack on the men, it's an attack on the women to try to make copies of themselves. They want to steal, kill, and destroy. And what they're doing is they're hacking into the demonic realm, the spirit realm through the demonic realm. And so the demons are going to tell them stuff. And it's going to be like, what? And you're going to think they have some kind of power when they have no power. They're hijacking the dark side. And the dark side is not their friend. The dark side is not your friend. The dark side is nobody's friend. It's the draconian system. You're in a spiritual warfare for real. And if they see or hear that you're doing good in some area, it's game on. They want to attack. Don't think they're not in the churches. Don't think they're not in your bloodline. Don't think they're not in... corporate system. Where would a witch do the most harm? Where would a witch do the most harm? In a psychopathic system, the dead corp system. They try to steal, kill, and destroy, and project, and divert, and blame, and vampire off of you. They're nothing but reality changers. They're gaslighted. They want you to believe some kind of reality, some gaslighting reality, and believe some kind of lie. And if you believe the lie, then you're in delusion land. Delusions and illusions. The word DE means off from and down from. So a delusion is off river flow from an illusion. So the illusion that you believe when you're dealing with these creatures is the fake reality that they want you in. Because if you're in a fake reality, they can mess with you.